stop persistence as our history is real. A song will can shine like gold. Welcome to the Wayne Bennett Podcast, celebrating West Virginia people, places, and the culture of Southern Appalachia. Now here's your host, Wayne Bennett.
Welcome to Wayne Bennett's podcast. This is Wayne Bennett. This is episode 85, and we're still talking to my buddy Harold Lilly, and we kind of brought back a lot of memories in the softball days and the baseball days. And you said you coached Babe Ruth baseball and coached elementary basketball, and was this during the times you was playing too?
Yes, I was playing too, and then I coached midget football at Shady for probably 20 years. I just love sports, always have.
Do you have any kids?
Yes, got four kids.
You got four kids.
Right.
Any boys, girls?
Got two boys and two girls and nine grandkids.
Did your kids play any sports?
Morgan played some baseball and some other stuff. Walter Patton, the reason I tell people he's my stepson, but I've had him since he's 3 years old. He was a great wrestler at Shady, great football, great. He was a great athlete at Shady. Littlest guy on the team, the toughest guy on the team.
What's his name?
Walter Patton.
Okay.
Jack Patton from Eccles is his grandfather.
Uh-huh. Now, when you graduated from high school, what'd you do then after you graduated?
I started out at Beckley College for a while. Me and Butch Lilly went. And I had a 65 Volkswagen, and we could put a dollar's worth of gas in it and drive for a little while, but I really wanted to go to work and make money. College just wasn't for me what I wanted, and Mr. Bostick begged me to stay. He said, Harold, your grades are good, but I was ready to go to work.
Uh-huh. What'd you go into?
Well, the day after high school, the CNO Railroad called me because that's where my dad worked. And because my dad, they tried to get me to come to work, and I didn't want nothing to do with that because you didn't have cell phones or nothing then, so you had to stay home all the time, couldn't go anywhere. So I was really smart and decided to go into coal mines. So when I was 19, I went to work for Westmoreland Coal Company and ended up retiring from Alpha. I'd worked for Massey, and I worked at UBB that had a mine explosion. That was a pretty tough time. I was off that day.
Is that the shift that you were supposed to work on that day? Or?
Yeah, I'd been there.
Really?
But, I'd worked a lot, and they told me to take a few days off, so me and a couple of friends of mine was down in Cranberry Glades fishing. We found out about the explosion about 15 to 4 that day.
Wow. So you knew all them guys personally. Yeah.
Some of them I've worked with 30 years.
Wow.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Now, do you look at that like an epiphany? I mean, like you were supposed to be off? I mean, how do you look at that? I mean, do you feel guilty that you weren't there or what?
No, I miss my friends, but the good Lord had plans for me. And he wasn't through with me, and I'm trying not to get emotional here because it's a tough time. But the Lord had plans for me, so I'm trying to do, I pray about a lot what he needs me to do. Church work, I got some widow women that live in my neighborhood and some people that need stuff, youth. So I'm trying to do what the Lord wants me to do.
Now, when after the explosion down there, did they open that mines back up?
No, we just trying to remember, we worked there a couple of years sealing it up and getting some things out, but they wouldn't let us bring much out. We was clearing up violations and just a lot of other stuff.
Uh-huh. And so how many years did you work in the coal mines?
I worked underground 45 years.
Wow. What all did you do down there? I mean, what? Everything.
Everything. A lot of shoveling. But I was a foreman starting in 1976, and I worked at East Gulf and some other places. And then I was on a longwall about 30 years. I think I was Massey about 17 years.
You went into mines about the time the Vietnam War was still going on, wasn't it? How did you stay out of the military?
They quit drafting in, I think, 1971, because a friend of mine, Mike Shoemake, graduated in 70. Mike graduated in 69 or 70, and he got drafted. But the draft had ceased my senior year.
Yeah. Did you ever think about going into the military?
Yes. My dad was in the Army, and I thought about it. And if I'd had everything to do all over again, I would have went to service.
Yeah. Let's go back just a second. When we were talking in the last program, you were talking about playing summer league basketball. Didn't you play with the governor one summer?
Yeah, we played Jim, not with him, against him a lot.
Okay.
He played, I think, at Beckley First Baptist with him and J.D. Robinson. But, yeah, I've played against Jim, Governor Jim now. I played basketball against him probably about 10 years.
What kind of player was he back in the day?
Big man. he didn't run the floor real well, but he got underneath. He was a big guy, but we had a big guy, Jack Fleener, big boy too.
Well, Jim was on Woodrow's team a couple years there, and then I think he ended up, well, I think he went to Green Bar Military. I think he graduated from Woodrow. He played his senior year, I guess, but I'm not sure how much playing time he actually got. He'd come in, but I think that's when Henry Dickerson and some of those guys were around. It's kind of hard to get in the lineup. But now your family now, how many is at home, or what is your family situation?
Well, I've got one son home right now. He's going through some stuff, and then my other son does concrete work, and he worked in the mines for me. And then one daughter works, she does inventory for some of these big companies. My other daughter, Ashley, she's not working right now. But yeah, my kids have kind of had it tough a little bit.
You talked about coaching. Did you ever think about getting into coaching in high school? I mean, now that they have the classes and stuff, that ever do think about that?
No, I think my coaching days is over, because I just don't have the will to coach anymore. I like to go to everything Shady has just about. And Woodrow, Independence, I'm an area guy. You wouldn't believe the people from the area when Woodrow's playing state tournaments that cheer against them from Shady and other schools. If I go to the state tournaments, I want Woodrow to win. I want whoever's there is local. Yeah, I'm a local guy. I like...
I'm kind of the same way. Right now, as we're talking, Independence and even Greenbrier West and James Monroe, teams that are in the region, I want to see them win football games. And when Shady's playing basketball, I want to see them win. And I guess this right now with the Shady spring situation, the basketball team's probably the best teams that they've had. I mean, as far as performance-wise, and they may come home with a state championship. They got close last year, didn't they?
Injuries are the only thing that stopped them from winning, and they had two kids with ACL tears.
Yeah.
But both of them are back this year, and he's got nine kids that could start anywhere in the state.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got some problems there maybe because playing everybody, because they're really good.
Yeah, well, the pace that they play, they can probably work nine guys pretty good.
Yeah, because they get up and down the floor.
But tell me a little bit about your church work. I know you and I go to the same church, and I know you're big into a lot of the activities. And tell me how you got started at Faith Community.
Well, we was kind of looking for a church. We'd went to Grandview Christian a long time, and I still do stuff for Grandview. I deliver food for them and stuff. But we was kind of looking around, and me and Bobby Sanger's been really good friends for a long time, and he said, I'm not recruiting you, Harold, but he said, just give us a chance. Just come out and the first service I was there, I knew that's where I'd be. Faith is a great church. They do a lot. It's just everybody loves everybody there, but that's why we're at Faith.
How long you been there? When did you?
We've been there about 3 years now.
Now, you went to regular Baptist church back when you were a kid.
Right. That's me and Jeff Scarborough and Some of my friends, we went there since we was 5 days old till I was probably 18 or 19. Uh-huh. And then I got out of church for a while. I started going with my mom and dad some at Daniel's Missionary. And then when I remarried, my wife was a member of Grandview Christian Church. So we went there for probably 28 years. She went there 52 years. I went there about 28 years. And we just decided to change.
Now, you mentioned working in the mines for 45 years. Have you had any health issues from, working underground and the breathing? And you look fit and you stay busy all the time. Is there any repercussions there? Or?
Yeah, I've had black lung. Me and my brother both had black lung pretty bad. I got to watch what I do and use my inhaler like I'm supposed to, but I got to try to limit, in which I don't limit too good.
Uh-huh.
So my breathing gives me a hard time.
But you still hunt and fish a lot, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
What's on your bucket list? What do you want to do as far as time you got left? Anything you want to accomplish or you haven't done, or travel or something like that?
Well, we travel some, like to travel, and really not much of a bucket list because I've got plenty to do. My biggest thing is helping people. I really like to help people. That's like Christmas. Everybody gets excited for Christmas. I don't, because I see a lot of people do without during these holidays and stuff, and that really bothers me.
Now, the coal business is not the business it was when you went in 45, well, it's more longer than that now, but what do you think about the future of the coal business? How much has it changed, and what do you think is going to happen?
Well, when I first went to mines, we struck 3 days a week. That's why I took a foreman company job, because we struck a lot. Now they can't get workers, but they're getting $600 and $700 a ton for coal, because China's buying every piece of coal they can get. And the mining business is booming right now, but they just can't get workers. People can't pass drug tests.
Yeah. That's sad.
Yeah, it's really sad, because I see politicians talking about jobs. There are jobs everywhere. Here in Beckley, there are jobs everywhere. And every restaurant you go to, every coal mines, they will have places at these hotels to come in and sign up for a job and have 10 people at the most, if anybody. Our youth's got to kick it in. We're in a different situation right now.
Well, I noticed Huntington had a job fair the other day. And they actually, if somebody came in and other than a drug test and met the qualification, they'd hire them right there on the spot. I mean, it was all kinds of companies, hire them right on the spot. And but like you said, then you have to go through the drug test. And I've heard like school bus drivers in Raleigh County, they get 50 people sign up for the class. They take the class. And 8 would complete the class because the others wouldn't come and take a drug test. And, it's sad. I mean, like I said, everybody's got to sign up, hiring, pay. I mean, they're getting paid $15, $16 an hour just to work, give you a hamburger, you know. And it really has. It's changed a lot. Now, I remember not too long ago, I was streaming the church services at Faith, and you were getting baptized. You gave a testimony before you were baptized. Do you remember anything about what you said?
Well, I had been for years wanting to be rebaptized, because when I was baptized at regular Baptist, I was just a kid. And I didn't have a clue what baptism was, salvation, none of that stuff. Mom got baptized, so 3 of us boys did. And it'd been on my mind a lot, but I didn't know the scripture too much about being baptized, what I'm supposed to do, and this and that. So I talked to our pastor, talked to some other people, and there's nothing wrong with being rebaptized, because I rededicated my life, washed my sins away, and I needed to do that. That relieved a lot on me. It made me a better Christian. Faith Community Church has made me a better Christian. Our small groups are just unbelievable. And that's where I talk to people. When you have problems, our small groups at church is a place to be.
Yeah.
Because everybody talks to you, loves on you, and helps you.
Well, I remember part of that when you were telling people, I'm a changed man. and explaining what you were doing by being baptized at that time. And you have a good speaking voice, and it came out real good. I think you carry a message real well. And listen, Harold, I've really enjoyed talking to you. Time flies when we get into it. And I know we can tell a bunch more stories, and I would like to get you back again sometime, maybe when the softball season rolls around. But let's one more little thing about the senior league. Do they ever have any senior softball games in Beckley area?
No, the closest place we played is Morgantown, and they've kind of quit playing them in Morgantown, but most of them's in Roanoke, Virginia, Las Vegas, three or four places in North Carolina. But Beckley's not had any senior tournaments, and they really do. It brings a lot of economy here.
Yeah. Now, when you go to like Las Vegas, do y'all travel as a team, or just everybody meets out there, or how do you do that?
We just meet out there, and our coach is such a good sponsor. He pays all the membership fees, all the tournament fees, and pays half of our hotels.
Wow.
But when we go out in Las Vegas, what me and my wife do, these tournaments we go to, like Myrtle Beach, Las Vegas, we make vacations out of it.
Yeah.
We'll stay a week longer. And my wife really loves sports. She was on Shady's girls' state championship team in basketball, and I think in 1988. But she really likes sport. We make a good time out of our trips.
What was her maiden name?
Lily.
She was a Lily.
She was a Lily.
Now, what did you think of Las Vegas when you were out there?
I wish I could breathe better, because I was walking some of these canyons and mountains, and I got to the bottom of them. I couldn't hardly get back up. The gambling stuff, I don't do any of that, but I like to watch people. I'd stay up till 3 o'clock in the morning just watching people.
Yeah. Yeah, my wife and I went out there one year courtesy of the National Wrestling Hall of Fame. They had a tournament out there, and they had a meeting, and they paid our way out, and I didn't even know how to gamble. I think I stuck a few nickels in a nickel slot machine. That was as close as I got to gambling. But you're right, they were having, at that particular time, they were having an amateur wrestling tournament in one place. They were having the rodeo championships in another area. I saw a lot of cowboys, and it was just worth it going out there. I don't know whether I would go back. I guess if somebody paid my way, but it's good going one time. Well, I appreciate you coming and talking to me, and we'll do it again sometime. I know you've made a big impression on a lot of people's lives. We need more Harold Lilies out there, and glad to have you, bud.
Thanks so much for having me here, and we've had a good time remembering a lot of great athletes in this area.
All right. Anybody else wants to be on here, contact me at awbennett50@gmail.com, and we'll get you on. Until next time, remember, if you're not dead yet, you're not done yet, and God bless you.
Down, 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 working in a coal mine, about to slip down.